Virandat Samovolum is babies. There are 6 lines from the top. Rishvei Abaye L'Rabbe. We already started the sugya, but let's just start again from Abaye's Kasha. Rishvei Abaye L'Rabbe. Rabbe said that Yish is Koine. So Abaye asked Rabbe, we darshan from the posik Kobonoi V'loi HaGozel. The Gemara understood that the posik is memayit if a person stole a behemesh shel chulin and he made it a korban. So the posik is telling us this behemesh chulin shenigzolo v'nase korban al yodoy is posel. So Abaye asked Rabbe as follows: Hechidomi. If it's speaking about a gazlan was magdish a behemoth chulin before yush, so the hegdish isn't chal, it's still chulin. Islam alikra, so I don't need a pasuk to tell me that you can't be makrevit. Pshite, it's poshet. A gazlan can be magdish a behemoth gzula before yush. Ela lav la'acha yush. So we have to say it's speaking about La'acha Yush, and we learn Taisvis, and the behemoth becomes a korban through Yush Vishini Rishus. And the Pasuk is telling us, and Afal Piken, even though it becomes a korban, it's Pasul Akrov. Shmami no Yush Loikoni. But if you'll say, according to Rabbi, that Yish is Kainem, so it became his behemoth as soon as the Nigzol was Miyayish. So it's Taka Kosher Kolbe, so it's Taka Kolbonoi. So it's Muchach from this Drash that Yish is not Kainem. Omer Leirove Vilitaimech. So Rava asked Akasha, according to you, you teach the miyat kolbonoi b'loi agozel means that a gazlan made it for a kolbin, v'afal pikein it's possible. Hode sanye mishkovoi v'loi agozel. We learned a baraisa that tumas mishkov is only applicable if it is mishkavoy, if it's his mishkav, v'loy agozel, but not agigazel to mishkav. Now, according to you, the way you translated kolbonoi, so you said that that means that the gazlin made it for a kolbin, v'afal pikein it's possible. So, according to you, we will say the same translation over here. Mishkavoi means that a gazlan made it for a mishkav, and it's not mekabel tumah. We have to be consistent. So that if the same way you translate kolbonoi, you have to translate mishkavoi, that a gazlan that made a mishkav, it's not mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says, Heichi dami. Ilema de gozal amra. If a gazlan stole wool, va'ov de mishkov, and from the wool he made a mishkov, mi'ika leman de omar shini maise leikoni. Is there a man de omar that holds shini maise leikoni? So that can't be the translation, mishkovay v'leya gozal, that a person, a gazlan, made a mishkov. Because if a gazlan made a mishkov, it'll zicha be mekabel tumah, because he's koine with shini maise. Alamai islach lemeima de gozal mishkov de chavre. So mishkovoi v'loi agozal means that there was a fartike mishkov, and a Gazlan stole this Mishkov, and that's what the Pasuk is telling us, that this Mishkov is not Mekabel Tumah. Ochinami, Soi Bezoi, will translate in the same oifen, the Gozal Kolbon the Chavrei, that it is speaking about, that he stole the Kolbon of, not he made it for a Kolbon, he stole the Kolbon of his Chavah, it was a Fartike Kolbon, and now, if he's makriv this Kolbon Gzula, it's posel lahakrov. So my mail is Bechlal no kashe an Rabbe. Now let us see Rashi. Hode sanye, b'taymech, the salke daitach, the gozol chulin v'agdishinu, hode sanye gabizov, mishkovoy, ish asher yiga b'mishkovoy. It says, if a person will touch the mishkav hazov, gzeiras hakosu lohoitzi es hamishkav hagozol, she'enei nasa ova tume letamei odo. So, Rashi says that the Pasuk is coming to tell us, this Pasuk is speaking about some yuchedik edin of Mishkav Hazov, amoyer de kechidish, Hazov is an ava tume, and when a Zov lies on a Mishkov, the Mishkov also becomes an Avatume, and it is Metame Anodam L'Tabe B'Godov. So this Chiddush Din, that a Mishkov, that a Magib B'Mishkov HaZov, is Mekabel Tume, that the Mishkov becomes an Avatume L'Tame Odom, this Chiddush Din is only if it's Mishkavoy. But if it's a Mishkav HaGozul, and the Zov will lie on a Mishkav HaGozul, it will not become an Avatume L'Tamei Odom. Now, Be'emison, there are two Eifanim how to understand this halacha. There's a private Interes Koyanim. The private Interes Koyanim says as follows. That it is speaking about that the reason why a Mishkav HaGozel is not Mekabel Tumas Mishkav is because we have a Klal in Tumas Mishkav to Ms. Medres, Bechlau, that a Keli is only Mekabel Tume if this Shimush of Shrive or Yeshive does not hamper the Shimush of the Keli. For example, let's say there's a Mishnah in Keli. The Mishnah says as follows, Teivo Shepischo Minatzad Mekabel Tumas Medres. Pischa milamailon is metame tomemes, which means as follows, you have a box. If the opening of the box is from the side, so a person could sit on top of the box, and his sitting is in no way hampering the shimush of the box, because you open up the box from the side. So that's called its oimed li yeshive, and it's mekabel tumas medres. Teva shepischa milamailon, but what if the opening of the box is milamailon? So you can't use, if someone's sitting on top of it, you can't use the box. So the Gemara says, Alosh, and you say, Amoy v'nasa melachteinu. This is not oimed li yeshiva. This is oimed, this is a box that has a shimush of the, we preseach the kisa milamailon. So that's not mekabel tumas medres. This is a from the halachas yisaidis from tumas medres that it has to be oimed le medres. So the Raivet and Teures Koinim wants to say, this Lomdes by a Mishka Vagozel, it's also not Oymet Letumis Mishkov, because the Bailam will go and take it away from him. So that means, even though, we're going a step further, even though the Keli, the Shimush of the Keli Mitzad Atzmoy, is Oymet Lemishkov, but for you it's not Oymet Lemishkov because you stole it. You have no right to lie on this. So it's not Oymet for your Shiva. Even though the Keli Besim is Oymet Lishkav Olam. So the Raivet in Teres Koinim says that that's the lomdest of this miut, Kolbonai V'loya Gozel, a Mishkov Gozel is not Oymet L'shchivas Agazlin. So that's why it's not Metame Tumas Medus. We're speaking about Tumas Medus. I mean, that Rashi says, Klo, the Pasuk is speaking about Tumas Medus. Tumas Medras is not applicable by a Mishka Vagos. The Taisus Rid also wants to say this Pshat. But the Taisus Rid has a multitude of problems. He found in a lot of places that you don't have to be a Bailim in order to be Metamatumas Mishkov. So if we'll say that you need ownership in Schusim, in order to lay down on this Mishkov, to make it Oymed Lemishkav Hazov, so he says we find in many places that even though it doesn't belong to him, he also is Metame Tumas Mishkov. So therefore the Taisus Rit says it's Agzeiris HaKosov. Agzeiris HaKosov, a Mishkav HaGozel is not Metame Tumas Mishkov. Now where do we find such a similar Gzeiris HaKosov? So he says in Masechet Sukkah, we see also such a Gzeiris HaKosov. The Gemara says in Masechet Sukkah, according to one Tana, it is not necessary that the Sukkah one is not mechuyev to sit in his own Sukkah. You can sit in a Sukkah Shel Hefker. But if you sit, so you don't need to possess the Sukkah in order to be mekayem mitzvah Sukkah. Afal pikein, if you're sitting in a sukkah gzula, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Now what is the difference if it's gzula, if it's not gzula? It's gzeiris hakosuv. Let's just appreciate the halacha, to appreciate it's gzeiris hakosuv. If kalke nigzeles, we have someone stole a sukkah that's mechubal lekalke. So if you hold kalke nigzeles, it's a posel sukkah. The old kalka ain't an exelus, the same scenario. But kalka ain't an exelus, it's not a sukkah gzula. So it's a kosher sukkah. In both cases, it does not belong to the yoyshev sukkah, but it's a psul. A sukkah gzula is posel. Zeres akosuv. So the Taisus Rit, that's the second tzad in Taisus Rit. The Taisus Rit wants to say that there's a zeres akosuv, a mishkav hagozel, is not metametum as mishkav. On lomdes. Not that you need a special ownership in schus to lie on it, but there's a special miyut in mishkav agozel. Rashi is unclear. Rashi says, gzeres hakosov lohoitzi es hamishkav agozel she'inei nasa ov atume letame yodam. It doesn't get too much mishkav. So the Gemara says, Mi'ika l'man di'oma. Now if you'll teach Mishkovoi, that means that if a Gazlan made a Mishkov, it's not Metame Tumas Mishkov, Mi'ika l'man di'oma, Chad mani meroi, Shini leikoni, or Be'yishu the pligi. So Memele, so just like by Mishkovoi, we say that the Gozal Mishkov the Chavri, not that he made it, the Gazlan made it for a Mishkov, but he stole a Fartike Mishkov. So the same thing over here, Kobonoi is not the way you said that a Gazlan made it for a Kolben, but he stole a Kolben the Chavri. לפרשי, דגוזל קורם דחברי, שהקדיש חברי. דחבר was מקדיש לקורם already. Ula oilam lifne yuch, before you had problems if a gazlan stole a behemoth school and how could he be magdish? It has to be lach a yuch. It's lach a yuch, a yuch is koin. No, he didn't make it for a kolben. The baila made it for a kolben. Ve'itzich lashmeinon de'enoi oile le'rotzein klau. And the Pasuk is telling us the Eine Oile L'Rotzen Klal. V'afilu le'baila marishoinim v'afal gav v'loi havi yish. Even though the baila weren't miyayish, it's not Oile L'Rotzen Klal, v'afilu le'baila marishoinim. So we have to understand what is the case over here. And why isn't Oile L'Rotzen? So I'd like to say over three Mahalchim. There's one Mahalach, the Raivit, the Tosfos Ritzei, a Mahalach as follows. We're speaking about that the Gazlan stole the Kolben, and he knows it's a Kolben, and now he brings the Kolben to the Beis HaMikdosh to be Makrevit For the Nigzal. Good. So by Mr. Rishonim ask a kasha, so that's the case, so that's a Hashavah. He made Hashavah's Gdela. Chosra Karen Labailam. He returned. Well, what will the Bailam do? So the Raivit in the Tosfos Rit say something very interesting. In the Chelik of Havoras HaKolben, there's a din of Yavi Oisai Lertzainoi, that the Bailim are metapol with the Kolben. That's a chelik of the Havos HaKolben, the Bailim brings it. V'loi Zeshe Viyu Shaloi Lertzainoi. Here the Havo was Shaloi, I'm going to make the Havo. Good, it's your Kolben, the Makivit for you, but I'm making the Havo. And this is Shalai Lirtzoin HaNigzal. So this passes the Kolben. Merdeke Chiddush. If the Havo was Shalai Lirtzoin, I don't want you to bring the Kolben. I want to bring the Kolben. So this Kolben is possible. This is one Mahala. But it is speaking about that it was Makrevit L'Shem Bailam. He told the Kohen. The Kohen is, who is the Yibi Makavis Kolben? Before it tells him the name of the Bailam, what kind of a Kolben it is, that Kolben was L'Shem Bailam. But the Havo was done Kineged Rotzen HaBailam. That's the psul of Kabon Evelo Yagozl. Agoyen Ravdon and Garish Shlita wanted to be Medaik from Rashi, that it's speaking about that he wasn't Makrevit for the Bailam. Because the Loshen of Rashi says, Ve'itzach lashminen deyna oyle l'rotzen klal, va'afilu l'baylam horishoynim. It's not oyle l'rotzen, afilu for the baylam. So I say, Sloimi boy, for the gazlon, it's not oyle l'rotzen, afilu for the baylam, it's not oyle l'rotzen. So l'chayre, if he was makrivet for the baylam, so what's the loimi boy? Not only for the gazlon, afilu for the baylam. So it would seem the other way around. He was makrevet for himself. He was makrevet for himself. So the pasuk is, Aloi mi boy for the bailim, for the gazlan, it doesn't help, it's not your kolben. You tell the kohen to be makrevet for me, so memele, so, it's not oila for me, it's not my kolben. No, filo for the bailim, it's also not oila. So what is, so what does that mean? So he explained as follows. By a kolben, let's say a shlomim, that's kosher shaloi lishmo. So if you shechted shaloi lishmo, or shaloi lishem bailam, it's not oila lishem choive. That means, if a person said, ha'arei olai lahavi shlomim, Ruben said, "Arei lai lovi shlomim," and the koyin shechs the shlomim for Shimon. So it's a kosher korban. And Ruben has a ritzui, he has a ritzui, brother korban, has a dinne dove. But the choyvi said, "Arei lai lovi shlomim," since this was geshachten for Shimon, so it's le'olo l'shem choyvi. That means, so he has to bring another korban. But a ritzui he has, that means a shchite shaloi l'shem bailam or shaloi l'shmo does not passel a kolben that's kosher shaloi l'shmo does not passel the kolben. You have a ritza yavan adove. So Memele wanted to say that this is pshat and Rashi, that Rashi learned pshat that is speaking about the gazlan took the kolben to the Beis Hamikdash and he told the kohen shechted for me. It's my kolben. So Memele, so the posse, so that's poshit, that the kolben doesn't help for him, because it's not your kolben, it's a stolen kolben. The chiddush is, vitzel chashmini de no'ila l'rotzoin klal, that means even the ritzui of shaloi l'shmo, ein no'ila l'rotzoin klal. Tashi says, a home megillah over here. Like that, there's no ritzui whatsoever. A kolben hagozel, that could be was niklash, the bailis of the bala kolben, it's gozel, it doesn't even have a teres nedove, and ein oila l'rotzin klal. That's how he wanted to say pshat and Rashi, that it's speaking about, it was nikrav l'shem hagazlin, vafal pikein, there's no ritzui afilu for, there's not even a ritzui for the bailis. It's worse than every shaloi l'shmo since it's gozel. The Netziv wants to say another pshat. It's speaking about that it was geshochten stome. It wasn't geshochten l'shem anyone. It was given to the kohen. The kohen asked, what are directions? No directions. Shecht stome. So kol ha-kolbonis are the stom is kosher. And the Briske Rav says pshat, this is Rabbi Shlit explained this Netziv, the Briske Rav says pshat, because since the kolben is a shlomim of Reuven, so you don't need a special kavone to think, I'm shechting this kolben should be a shlomim for Reuven. The korban alone, since it's Reuven Shlomim, so when you shecht it, automatically the shechit is for what it is. It's Reuven Shlomim. So that is dafke, if there's no problems. But since over here was Niklash the bailis of Reuven, it was stolen from Reuven, so here you have to shecht it beferish for Reuven, and the shechit is tome will not help. So these are the three mahalchim which we could say in Rashi. The gozel kolben de chavrei, she higdish chaveiroi, the chaver was magdishit, and it's the kalp of the kolben of the chaver, uloi lom lifne yish, pitzich lashme inon, de einoi oile lerotzin klal, bafilu lebailim for the bailim, harishoinim, Bavagavloi have a yush, but a kolben gozel is not oyla l'rotzin klal. So we have the three malchim, either there was a havosh oyla l'rotzin, or there won't be a ritzi of shaloi l'shem bailim, or stoma l'shmo will not help since it's a gozel. That's one mahalach. Lishnachine, the gozel kolben the chavrei, Hilkach afilu la'acha yiyush loikonye the kolben einoi nigzal cholheche de ise begaze derachmone ise. Now the second pshat of Rashi says it's speaking about after yiyush. And yiyush is koine. So memele zogt Rashi, so I would have a havamine. So he stole the kolben. Yen was meyayish from the kolben. Reuven was, it's Reuven's kolben. Reuven was miyayish from the kolben. And Shimon, now Shimon wants to come for himself. And Yish is kaine. So lechayre, there'd be a svare to say that it should be Shimon's kalm. Shimon was kaine the kalm. So skamash melon, that you can't be kaine a kalm and gozel be Yish. Chashvel, everything else you could be kaine be Yish. Why? Because in order to be kaine be Yish, you have to make a maisa mashiche. You have to be moitziyit mershus baila. And since this is a kolben, ain't a chanami, it's Reuven's kolben. But it's a kolben that Reuven has a bailas in the kolben. But it's a kolben. So in order for me to become a, I have to be moishach the kolben to myself. By a kolben, there's a klal kolaych, disa begasa dachmoni, sel Hashem oretzim loya. You can never be moishach the kolben out of the rishus bailim, because the kolben finds itself the begasa de rachmona. The bailis of the bala kolben is muvla in the kolben. But Shadis, it's mine laritzu, it's mine for kaporet. But the gzela has to be done in the etzim kolben. You can't make a meshiche. And you can't make a meshiche and hegdish, because kolayche disa begazel drachmonis, so it's not called gozel. So you can't acquire it with gezel. She can't be kainit. These are the two mahalchim in Rashi. Now, let us just see Taisvis, the first half of Taisvis. The second half of Taisvis, we have to wait till the next sugya. No, there's a previous says, Mikala Mandio Mashini Maisa Loikol. So the Gemara asks, if you'll touch Mishkov, means a Mishkov that a Gazlan created. So Mikala Mandio Mashini Maisa Loikol, Leboy Luk Mikabe Shamai, the Omar Shinu Bim Kaimayoimit. So then I could say Pshat Mishkov, eh? That means a Gazlan made a Mishkov, and it's not Metame, because Shini isn't Kaine. So that's what Mara says it can't be. Shini is Icha Kaine. Leboy look me kebei Shammai, dama Shini bim Kaimaimit. Maybe this price is going according to Bei Shammai. Aval Gavdi Kanami Tanoi, the Sovayach, this other Tanoim, that hold like this, Bagoisel Kame. So Memele, so let's say the old Taich, Mishkovi means a Gazlan made a Mishkov. And since it's Gozel, it's not Metamatumus Mishkov. You said Shini is Koine. It's not Koine, because the Tan of Barais, old Shini is not Koine. We come back to Maloche, Kebeisilo, the Shini Koine. Allah is like Beisilo, so Mamele, he did not want to say that it is speaking about that this Parais is going according to the Tanoim Ochini is not Koinish Loli Bedilchasim. For some Nami Dochi Rovet the Kula Tanoim Ochi Sovaki Beisilo. Rovet says there's not one Tan that Ochini is not Koin. Everyone Ochini is Koin. Chola Talmud Soiva Kain, that Shini is Koin. So Mamele, that's what the Gemara did not want to say, that that's the case of the Barais. Leiboi lukmi bishini achoizo lebriyosai. Like Taisus, maybe let's say he made the Mishkov with a shinui achoizo, and that's why it doesn't become his, because the Tana of this Barais or shinui achoizo is not koine. Rabbi started with a hagdome shini pshitali de koni, and Taisa said soon that shini achayza. And but Yush, I don't know. And Rabbi Yosef says Yush is not koine, but it seems he's made it to Rabbi that a shini achayza is koine. The Gozal Mishkov de Chavre, Mashma Mitoich Perish Akuntres, Shrotzoloimo Mishkov Gomur Shol Chavre. הגזלן סטול המשקף גומו של חברו. אם גוזלוי אין אי מטעם המשקף, if the gazlan stolen, the gazlan lies under the same time of Tumas Mishkov, the Xeris HaKosov. Bezeu Teine. The whole thing is a very modern Zach. Void Koshel L'Rashbam. And this is a second Kashi. The Betaris Gabi Ganovim Shenichnusu Lebayis Nan. There's a Mishnah in Taras. Ganovim entered a bayis. Amishkovois umayshovois toir. So you don't have to assume that the Ganovim were Zovim. So you want to know a shayla now, they ransacked the house, but they left over the sofa and the beds are left over. So memela, so you don't have to be afraid that they were Zovim and they sat on it because not to be chayish for that. But v'im yesh imohem goy oyisha. But what in this chabura of Ganovim they slept along a goy or there was an isha hakel tome. So then the mishkaveis are tome kishem onidei. The goy kizov lechol dvot. Mashme shemetame mishkav umoyshav she'enei shaloi. So by stois, it can be metame mishkav umoyshav she'enei shaloi. So I thought lechoyre, perhaps we could b'miyashiv shitas rashi b'monavshach. Loi mi boy, if we learn like the Taisvis read, that is a gzeres hakosov, that a mishkav hagozel is, that a mishkav hagozel is not mekabel tumba. Like he said, just like a sukkah gzula is possible, a mishkav hagozel is possible. Well, here we're not speaking about a mishkav hagozel. The ganovim sat down on the mishkav. They didn't steal it. They left it there. They didn't steal it. So memela, so bechlal, so that's why it's mekabel tumba. So according to the Taisvis Rid, Lechayre is Bechlau not Shver Taisvis Kash. No, but according to the Raivet's Pshat, we mentioned the Raivet learns Pshat that the reason a Mishkav HaGozel is not Mekabel Tumas Mishkav, because it's not Oymed L'Shchivas HaGazlan. It's not Oymed L'Shchivas HaGazlan. So that's why it's not mekabel tumas mishkav. So lechayre here, Tois is asking a very good kasha. Here it says it doesn't belong to the gan. If it's not oymed l'shchivos, so why is he metame tumas mishkav? So perhaps we could say that the case of mishkav hagozlo speaking about that it's b'shus hagozlo. In this reshus, it's not oymed lishkevolov. There's this police banging on the door. They want to take it away from him. In this reshus, it's not oymed lishkevolov. So therefore, there's no tumish madras. But if a ganev goes into someone else's house, so since in this reshus, it's oymed lishkev, that he has no right to lie in it, that doesn't make the mishkev not oymed lishkevolov. That means it could be, if it's in a rishus, that it's not oymed lishkevolov, so that's in the keli. Keli that's not oymed lishkevolov is not mekabel tumas mishkov. So a keli b'rishus gazlon is not oymed lishkevolov, because the police are chasing him, they're gonna take it away from him, so in that rishus it's not oymed lishkevolov. So therefore, it's not mekabel tumas mishkov. But could be bebeis hanignav, and that is just the same with lishkavolov. That it doesn't belong to the ganev, that could be his no chesorim. Umiyu yesh litcho istahosam midarabona. Could be the whole kash is not too shver. Could be this is only a mit minatoyre mishkav gozol is not mekabel tume, but midarabona it is mekabel tume. Now the last of the places we have to wait will be learned in the next sugya. The Gozal Kolben the Chavrei. So the Gemara said it is speaking about the Gozal Kolben the Chavli. Now, Taisvis learned like the second Pshat in Rashi, speaking about after Yiyush, and Bafal Pikein, the Afal Pikein, it doesn't become the Kolben of the Gazlan. We'll say, let's say Rashi Stam, because so that is why it's not a good kolben for the gazlan. Tame lamaliko. Why do I need a posik to tell me that the gazlan is not kind of the kolben be yush? The ibechatos. If we're speaking about a chatos. Who afilu who atzmai imochol chaylev esmil. Let's start talking about a gazlan. If a person ate chaylev yesterday, v'ifrish kolben, so the kolben was ufrish and the chet of achilas chaylev meyesmil. Ein miskapel ba'oisei kolben al chaylev shochol hayoyim. He cannot become miskapel. He wants to use his kolben for a different chet. Achatus is only mechaper, and the cheta was hufresh olo. So why do you need a pesaposik? A gazlan is not going to be yish. If we're speaking about achatus, it was hufresh for the chet of the nigzal. So if it can't help for another chet of the nigzal, it can't help for the chet of the gazlan. So I don't need a posik. Ve'iba oilo shlomi. If it's speaking about an oilo shlomi. Amrine bepsachim hamoiche eilosoi ushlomo loyoso beloiklo. He says, the Gemara says that hamoiche eilosoi ushlomo loyoso beloiklo. So that means a baal, let's talk about a shlomo. If a person possesses a shlomo, and now he wants to sell the shlomo. So it says in the Gemara in Psachim, you can't sell your shlomo. So that means you can transfer the bailis that you possess on your shlomim with mechira to somebody else. It's not transferable. So if a taisus akasha, if you can transfer your bailis, mirtzainoi, you can transfer your bailis to someone else. So why do I need a posik to tell me that a gazlan can acquire the bailis to gzeila? A fellow through Mekichemenke, you can't acquire the bailis. It's a non-transferable bailis. You can't acquire bailis of a kolben. It's not the bailis to give over to. So why do you need a psul in gozel? This is Tais Viskash. Come to Pnei Yeshua. And the Pnei Yeshua, really the Taisus Rabbi Neperet said the same Peretz. They say as follows, that what it says over there, Hamoicha Shlomo Leosa Veleiklo, is not going according to Rabbi Yosef Lili, who holds Kotshim Kalim Bom and Bible. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds Kochim Kalem Momen Bailin, so Lamaise, it belongs to the Bailin. So if it belongs to the Bailin, just like he can be Mekadesh Anisha with it, so it's yours. So you can sell it. If you hold Momen Bailin, you can sell it. So if you could sell it, I would think you could steal it also. That means this is a Bailin, which theoretically is transferable through mechira, through matona. So I would think if Yish is koina, I could acquire the bailis through Yish. It's kamash malom. That you can't be acquired, you can't acquire the bailis through Yish. It's a posel kol. This is a teretz of the Pnei Yeshua. The ktsais and simen tovov, siv cotton bays, is chaylik on the Pnei Yeshua. He says, you're making a terrible mistake. He says, that what Chazal tell us, that kochim kalim momin bailim, he can be mekadesh and ishe, that is only speaking about the schusei achile that a baal akolben has, that is nimka. So it means if I was Magdish HaShlomim, and since it's my Shlomim, I get a schus that L'Acha HaKrobe, I have a schus in the Achilles HaKom. So the din is, if Kochim Kalim, Momim Bailim, this schus that I have is transferable. So I can go and sell it to someone or give it to someone. So that's the Taich Kochim Kalim, Momim Bailim. But the Ritzui of the Kolben, he says, if a person is Magdish HaKolben, it's Bishum Oifen, he cannot change that the Kolben should be Maratze for someone else. Just like if I made it for a Shlomim, I say, oh no, I want it to be a Toide. I'm sorry, you made this for a Shlomim, it's a Shlomim. So you made it a Shlomim for yourself, it'll only be Maratze for yourself. Just like you can't change what type of a Kolben it should be, you can't change for which Bailam it should be. The Ritzi of the Kolben is only for the person who was Magdish the Kolben. So the male Taisus, like the Gutekashe, that's what the Taisus says. Taisus, no, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds Mom and Bailam. But the Mom and Bailam is only in the Achilles Abos, not in the Ritzi of the Kolben. So male Taisus is a Gutekashe. So this is, the Ritzi is non-transferable. So why do I need a posik to tell me that a gazlan can acquire the Ritzi? That's Taisus' question. Boy, you need a look me be Pesach. So Taisus says, you know, I wanted to say, it's speaking about a Kolben Pesach. Now, Kolben Pesach, there, sheyocha limnoi sacherim imay al pischoi, lamoichoi a Kolben Pesach, you can be meman others, they get a schus in the Kolben. And that's the case. There was a gazlan that wanted to get a chelik in this kolben. It's a terev Pesach, Muslim in the shtot. So Memela, so he stole the kolben. He wanted to get a chelik, and then he brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, wanted to make the mitzvah of Pesach. And there it is. You can get a schus in the kolben. And we have a miut, kolben evaloy agos. Fine. Abul koshe. So now I found out pshat in the Gemara, and but the high crop oilux it, but the pasuk is speaking about an oila. So you tell me an eitzah with a pesach, but the pasuk is speaking about an oila. Im loy sheyamid be pesach b'meini inyan. Have a psul korbonei v'loy agosul. It's coming to tell us that the gazlan is not yoitze with this korban. So the only see, I need such a limud is if he stole a Pesach. Ve'ein loimer shebo akosov lifsel hakobin, like the first pshat in Rashi. It's not, Taisus learned the second pshat. It's speaking about that he stole it for himself, he's makavit for himself. And that Taisus had a problem. It's poshut that a gazlan can acquire a kobin, because you can't even sell a kolben, so you can't acquire it through. So if you can acquire it through Bekech HaMemke, you can't acquire it through Gneve. So Tei says, maybe I learned the first Pshat in Rashi that it's speaking about. No, it's not speaking what he wants from. It was Makrevit for the Bailam. And the Posek is telling us that it's a Posel a kolben for the Bailam. The Ein Loima Shabakos of Livsel HaKolben for the Bailam. Tamrina lekamon gabi ganov shimshocha tmimim lefnim l'shem bailam chozra kel lebal fakel. The bailam is yoitze, that's called a hashove. So b'meila, that can't be pshat in the posik. So you have to say that he stole it for himself. And speaking about a kolben pesach, and it's coming to tell us that the gazlan is not going to be yish. Zok to gemara vayta. Eisvei Abaye l'Rabbi Yosef. Now Abaye is a kasha to Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef held that Yiyush is not koine at all. We learned a Mishnah. Oy roish shel bal habayis, machshove mitamoso. Let us see what this means. Let us see what Rashi says. Machshove mitamoso. Bal habayis einei oise osui lemoicho. If a balabos has oiris, he's not in the oiris business, so if he is an oir, he'll use it for himself. And he uses these oires, uses them, makes from them mitais, the dulbekois, the katablois. He uses them. Umisha choshab aleim ledovo sharoiloi beloi chesorin meloche, mekablin tume miyad. So oires balabayis, machshove metamoson means as follows. That a balabos had an oir, and now the shaila is, what is he going to do with this oir? So there are two alternatives. It could be he can have a cheshbin to make shoes out of it. So if that's his cheshbin, so the oir basher husham can be mekabel tumet. It has no semblance to a shoe, so it's not the keli that he wants. Or could be he could use it in this stage that it is now. There is a shimush he could use it now. There are certain shimushim that if I want to use it for a bed, this is sufficient. In this stage, it could be used as a bed. So mamela, if a bal ha'oyer will think, oh, I needed a bed, I'll use this for a bed. This machshove makes this oyer a keli. So he determined that the shimush of this oil will be to be a bed. So it gets a teiris bed, and it's mekabel tumah. And now it's a bed. Now he changes his mind, it won't help. A machshava will not be oiker the previous machshava. So it's yordin l'day tumah b'machshava. Machshava mitamosa. That's by a balabais. Vishal avdo. What if you have a person who works with leather? Let us see. Ein machshava mitamos. Vishal avdom Rashi says, ha'osi limkoil. He has oires, that's his business. Ein machshavtoi mitamosoi. His machshava, his intent, what it should be used for, will not be able to create a din kabbalos tuma on the earth. Why? The ovid the mamlech, because he's in the business. So he can think, oh, it'll be used for this, and then someone knocks on the door, he wants a pair of shoes. So all his machshavas, no problem, come back next week, you'll have your pair of shoes. So the machshava of an avdom is always a serious machshava, because he can always change his mind. The Ovid the Mimlech Mezabin, he can change his mind and sell it. Valekech Yasem Emin Alayim. But Eile Nigmur Melachton Lekach. So this fleeting Machshove, I'll make a bet out of it. There's no Gemiris Das by the Avdon Alayim. So it doesn't give it a Teiris Kei. So we have here now a difference between a Balabayis and an Avdon. Now, Shel Ganef, Machshava mitamosa. If a ganef stole something and a ganef thought that he'll use it for this and this thing, it's mekabel tumah right away. Shel gazlin, a gazlin, ein machshava mitamosa. Rab Shimon oimer chiluf advor. Rab Shimon says punkt verkehr. Shel gazlin machshava mitamosa, v'shel gazlin ein machshava mitamosa. Lefi shelo nisyayishu habaylin. Now let us see Rashi, what is happening over here. Shalganev machshavtoi mitamosei. So the Tanakama holds, if a ganev thinks he's going to use it for this purpose, it's mekabel tumah. Dekonano beyush, he was kind of beyush. Dekosova, and the Tanakama holds, stam gnei beyush bailem. He, the loyoda leman letovai. What's he gonna do? A ganev, the ganev did not leave a calling card. He hasn't the faintest idea where the ganev is. Go find the ganev. So he has no avim to be able to find the ganev. So he's miyayish. So memelev is miyayish. So the ganev decides he's going to use it for this and this purpose. So it's mekabel tumah. The kesova stam gneva yush by lemin loyoda leman letovai. Vishel Gazlan, the Tanakamots, ein machshove mitamosa. Ha'af alpi shechishev aleim ledovo, she'ein boi chesoran meloch. Even though the Gazlan thought he's going to use it for something which in this present state it could do this, it could be this keli. Kigoin. Lekisi chavile susim uprodim. He wants to use it as a cover for bundles. Moishoisim sorim eiris dubim. It won't help. My time, the stam gzeilis like a yish. The kivin the yoda man shakle ozlo vatovale ledine. So the time it came holds that by a gazlan, the nigzel is never miyayish. When the gazlan came to him, God, he's a 6-footer and he was a 4-footer. So the mele, the gazlan chapped it away from him, but he knows who he is. So now we will slap him to Bezdin. So he's not miyayish. And Rav Shimon says, chiluf advog. Stam gzeile ikayish. The kivin the laine gozlamine. If this gazlan was not scared of him, he took it away from him. He told him who he is. Inish almo. This person is a strong person. You don't set up with him. Avul stam gneva like a yish. The sovel. This ganav was scared. We'll find out. Sova mashkachno leile ganav. About kaponim. Now let's get back to the Mishnah. So it's a murdika Mishnah. So machlekes tanoim if stam gzeile yish ba'ilim stam gneva yish ba'ilim. Fine. But al kaponim it says klo that after yish a ganav. So after yish, whatever the ganav decides it should be, it becomes. So you see that yish is kainet. So Zakasha Rav Yosef, but Yosef said the Yish is in coin. Here we see Klo that Yish is coin. Omalei, Hoche b'mayaskinon kegoin shekitzo. No. It's speaking about that he cut it. He trimmed it. He trimmed this oil. Let's see what Rashi says. Shekitzon dreimer balaz. Iketalti, shine meise the yiush. It was yiush and shine meise. And that is why it's mekabel tume. Loilam yiush greida loikon. Yiush alone is not koin, but it's yiush with a shine meise. Now let us see Tosis. We have to understand what this means. Kigoin shekitzon, umoyel im hayish, and it helps with. You see, we need yish because the machlik is kind of in Gaza, so we need yish. But yish is not koine. Aval luchudei loikoni. The lav shinui maisehu. So we have to understand Tosis. The manushach. If yish is not koine, this is not a shinui maiseh. So how do we make this kugel? We have now by yish and kitzon is kaina. How does that work? So the Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz says, when he says what Taisis says, he says, Laihavi shine maise gomo, the maise zutahu. It's a small mice. It's not a real shini mice. It's a small shini mice. So a small shini mice is not koine. But yush, and a small shini mice is koine. That's Pshat the Gemara's term. So Gan Shoyla Ben, so how do we understand this kugel? Again, it's a small shini mice. That is not koine. Yush is not koine. Together, they're koine. So it could be, Taisvah says, in a few places, Taisvah above Metzia, Taisvah further in Nagoisel, Kufyadala, Homet Beis, Taisvah says, after Yush is Niklash, the Bay, I feel what the Yush is not kind of fine. But after Yush, the ownership of the Bailam becomes Shvacha. It's his, he's still a Bailam, but it's the Bailas became Niklash al Yibayush. למיין נפקמינה, two נפקמינה תאיסה says, one נפקמינה תאיסה says in Bob Matzia, if a person will spill it after Yiyush, in the case where he can't be koine, you're not overlay sigzo. Not overlay sigzo, because this moment is already a little out of the bailus of the bailum, so a shvacha bailus not overlay sigzo. Tosfos wants to say further, if a person will be mazik at his potter to pay. It's niklash the bailus after Yush, it's niklash the bailus of the previous owner. It's his, but he has a shvacher bailus. So now we're talking about shinui maise is koine. I need a maise gomo. If you have a maise zuta, so now this is pshat in the kugel that Tosfos is making. That means if it was already niklash the bailus of the nignav, it was miayish already. So memela, but it's still his. But to make it oisis, you don't need a maise gomu. A smaller shinui maise is also sufficient to be maitzin moshus habaylam. That's lachayra what Tosfos means, and that's pshat in the gemara. So we ask the kasha and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, you hold shinui is not koine. You hold shinui is not koine. I'm sorry, you hold yush is not koine. So what's shot over here? After yush is mekabel tume, yush is not koine, so the ganav wasn't koine. So he said, no, but the ganav made a shinui maise zute, and yush, after yush, a shinui maise will help, and so that became his with the shinui maise after yush. But the shinui maise alone would not help because it's a maise zute. But after Yush, it'll help. Maskif lo Rabbe bar Rav Chanan. So Rabbe bar Rav Chanan es takashe. Veloi itzve shonu kam. We're speaking about an itzve. Now an itzve is speaking about oireis. We're speaking about that this could be used as a table, as a tray. By an itzpe, the itzpe ain't tzricha kitzua. You don't need kitzua. This trimming of an itzpe is not necessary. Now, we have to learn a little further time to appreciate the Gemara's kash. It's not, we learned the Mishnah as follows. This is the previous Mishnah. This is Mishnah Zayin, and the next Mishnah Eirish of Balabai is Mishnah Ches, and this is Mishnah Zayin. In Mishnah Zayin it says as follows, Kol mokim she'ein chesorin meloche. If there's no chesorin meloche, that means you have here an oir, and in this matzev it could be used for this shimush, and he decides he's going to use it for this shimush. Machshava metamosoi. So the machshava is metame. It can be used for this. He decided to use it for this. That's mekabel tum. Yesh chesorin melochem. That means that he wants to use it, let's say he wants to use it for shoes. He's going to use this for shoes, but you have to make shoes out of it. Ein machshava metamosei, so his machshava will not help because it's not going to become shoes. Yet, so his machshava now, so the machshava now does not help because it's the machshava now will not help. Well, let's say that's me a little better. Now, let's say there's a table it's roi for now. Then there's another keli which is mechusa meloche. With it, roi for, if you'll do that, maloche. Then there's a third keli, you have to do two maloches. So he thought, now I'll use it for the keli after one maloche. And he did that maloche. Could be, it won't help, because if he changed his mind, because b'shas, his machshove, was mechusa maloche, so memele, it will not be mekabel tume, because the machshove then did not accomplish anything, because it was mechusa maloche. יש חסורם על החן, אין מחשוב מתמוסה. חוץ מן האיצפה, בנהל כן אטומי, because you have to do the מלוכה, that's for sure. If there's a chesor moloche, and I think I use it for a certain keli, now it's zichana mekabel tume. Not to show that when I said it later, it will be mekabel tume, please machshav. But I'll kapon him now, it's zichana mekabel tume. Yesh chesor moloche, ein machshav and metanose. Chutz min ha itzpa. An itzpa that a person wants to use this for an itzpa, even though it was not trimmed, and he thought now he's going to use it for an itzbe, is machshavtoy metamosa. So we can't say it is speaking about kitzla. Now we have to understand what's pshat in the past. Let us see Rashi. Baloi itzbe shonach shechishev aleihem leivra. He thought to use it for Nitzbe.
Dulbati.
Sha'eichlon olof.
Okay, it's a type of a tray, a type of a table. And he thought,
so the Mishneh is
speaking about such a case
of a Nitzbe. The Itzbe eino tzricha kitza. An Itzbe does not need kitzua. The belav kitzue nami metame. Without the kitzue, it's also mekabotume. The chozi lemilse. That means it is roi to be an itzba without kitzua. Shakitzua, this trimming, einoi osi ela liyapois. It's oimed only to beautify it. But it is not an essential, chelik of an itzba. You can have an itzba without kitzua. Umino taimra de be itzba ka'osik, this nan gabi dobi meseches kelim, komokim she'ein chesoren molochim. So it is not mekabel tume now, because no, she'en chesor melocha, this is a mekabel tume. Yes, chesor melocha, it's not mekabel tume. Because the machshav v'nah cannot be make it roi lekabel tume, it is a chesor melocha. Chutz min ha'itzpa. She'af al pi, she'mechsa kitzua, machshav mitamoso. So memele, that is pshat in the Gemara's kashi. Now, let us see Tosfos. To understand Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha. Ve'itzpe eino tzricho kitzua. So Tosfos says as follows. Umiyu, heiche dechoshev oleo lekaitzo. If a person has an oil, and he has an intent, that he wants to make kitzua on this oil, omrinen beperik dam chatos, de tohoiro ad sheyak tziyeno. It is toir till he'll make kitzua. So that means his intent to beautify this itzbe, that means even though an itzbe, the keili sheboy, is not dependent on kitzua, it has a teires keli without kitzua, but if he wanted to beautify this keli, it will not be mekabel tume till he make kitzua. Mikol mokim dayik oche shape. The kivin de ru'uyo lehishtamesh beloi kitzua. Since it's roili shtamish b'loi kitzua, kitzua is not an essential factor of an itzpa. En kitzua shelo choshuv shinui maise klal. So that's what Tosfos is saying, amira de kezach. Tosfos is saying as follows. If a person has an itzpa, and he will not use it without kitzua, so, lemaise, it's not Roy for his Shimush, he won't use without Kitzur. Without Kitzur, that's not Mekabel Tumah. That means because he will only use it with Kitzur. But since Me'iker Adin, a person without Kitzur, if a person wants to use it as an Itzba, so it's Mekabel Tumah now, he's not Makbid on the Kitzur. The gather of Shinui Maise is, if it's not Kasher Gozal, that means if that what I stole is one thing, and now it became something else, so then that's called a Shinui. It changed. If the thing changed, it's not Kasher Gozal. So Taisus, that's not saying Amore de Kazach. Taisus is saying that if an itzbe, me'iker ad-din, does not need kitzua to make it an itzba, so that what you made kitzua did not change the etzem chayfetz at all. That's not called the change. That means before it was an itzba, and now it's an itzba. So it's an itzba that looks a little nicer. That's not called, it's not kasher gozal. That means if it has a Torah's Isba without Kitzua, so Memele, the Kitzua did not in any way change it, even to make it Ashini Maise Zute. That's the chiluk between the Kash and the Teretz. Between the Teretz and the Kash now. The Teretz held, it's not Ashini Maise, there is some sort of a change, not a Maise Gomu. So, but the Gemara held together with Yiyush, this small Shini Maisa should help. That was the Teretz of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, no. If this Shini Maisa does not affect halachically Heza Teretz Itzba without this Kitzua, so it's not called a Shini Maisa Klal, so therefore it's Zicha called Kasher Gozal. So it's not called Ashini Maise Zute, so Memeila, so you only have Yush, and we're back to the Kasha on Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Yush Lekom.